former Central Boys basketball coach John Sedanich. John, appreciate you coming on for a few minutes this morning.
Yeah, Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So we texted yesterday and communicated back and forth a little bit. So you've decided that the time has come to not only end your coaching career, but also your teaching career. You're going to retire, and you felt like it's probably time for both of those things to come to an end for John Sedanich.
Yeah, I, you know, spent a lot of time after the season, and I've known from the beginning of the year that this is going to be my last year of teaching, and you know, kind of going back and forth about I really wanted to keep coaching next year, but just the more and more I thought about it, I just think it's our program's in a good spot, and it's going to be a good time to just kind of step away.
So yeah, this was, of course, your second tour of duty. You came on to coach when Ryan Hayden left to go to Fruital Monument, and three straight trips to the state basketball tournament. And like you said, I feel like that you came in, and it's always, I think, the goal of anybody, no matter what they do, is they like to leave something better than they found it. And not that Ryan had a tremendous run there. The program was in really good shape. But you leave it at least in as good a shape as you found it when you took over.
Yeah, so there was, don't forget, there was those 2 years. So actually, Josh took over for Ryan.
Well, that's right, Josh. I'm sorry, it was Ryan, then Josh. That's right.
Yeah, so Josh had a couple years, and then he got the athletic director job, and then so then I took over. Yeah, and I don't know, Jim. I always, you know, having to do that, you know, getting to do this the first time when I was young, and then first time I didn't really get to leave on my terms. You know, so that, I don't know, this was, to me, it was always kind of, I kind of felt like a bonus time. I really enjoyed it and had a lot more fun this time. And, we had, I think after Coach Hayden left, we had four tough years there and then kind of turned it around again. So hopefully our program's in a spot where it can keep moving forward.
For you, as I mentioned, the three straight trips to the state basketball tournament, just maybe a couple of thoughts, John, about that. I mean, because that's, you know, and getting the program back to being a consistent contender for postseason play, that was obviously one of your goals. And maybe just, you know, your thoughts on that, and also just on a couple of memories of coaching this team, getting back to this program the second time around.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting to the playoffs, obviously the ultimate goal. I think winning a Southwestern League championship is, you know, always up there, right there. And the last few years, it's been really hard to do that with the great Montrose teams and the great Fruita teams. And so we threw a second place finish in there one year, but. You know, so I, you know, last year was a really special year for us. We did the year with Braylon and Braylon Scott and Andrew Serrano and Santana Martinez and Christian Miller, and I'm sure, you know, and then Cam and those seniors we had this year came off the bench for us. And last year was obviously probably the most memorable year, but, you know, these guys that, these seniors that are graduating this year, they were always been a special group for me. They you know, my son being one of them, and I've known all those kids since they were going to school over here at you know, at Thunder Mountain and Fruitvale and the elementary schools in our area. So I've known them for a really long time.
John Sedanich deciding to step down as the Central Boys basketball coach, because he's also retiring from teaching as well. And John, I think, you know, whoever ends up taking over the program, got some good talent coming back, certainly, with Blake Rooks, Brian Rooks' son, who got off to a really good start, then had to deal with some injury issues throughout the course of the season. But, you know, so there's some good players coming back, but also lose some talented players in Cam Redding and you know, guys like that. Asher Carter is coming back. He'll be a junior this next season, so he'll be a big part of what they do, whoever takes over this program going forward. But you also had the chance to coach your son as well, and I'm sure that that would be a nice way to finish things off for your teaching career, your coaching career, getting to coach your son Avery in his final season.
Yeah, that wasn't always easy. I think most coaches, in the moment, it's never easy, and then when you sit back and look at it, you realize you're one of the few that, you know, that I'm sure Coach Wells would say some of the same things, but you know, it's not many people get to do that, and it's not always easy, and I think a lot of people don't realize on the outside how hard that is. And but yeah, I'll cherish those moments forever.
Well, John, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes this morning. Always great to talk with you, and congratulations on the retirement. Well deserved. You've been an excellent teacher for a long time, and coach as well, and we're gonna miss having you on the program, but who knows, maybe down the road we'll get you back on to do some stuff. You never know.
Yeah, my wife's got to work for about 8 more years, so I'm still going to be around, Jim. So.
All right, that's good. That's good.
We're not heading anywhere yet.
Well, retired with plenty of time now.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to have some time on your hands. Hey, appreciate it, John. Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, bye. John Sedanich. My apologies to Josh King, by the way. I forgot Josh was there in between the period of time with
Had that 2-year run.